Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Even though the U.S. Senate hearings that are targeting RFK Jr. show a disgusting depth of pharma horrors and how it's become the United States of vaccines and how the Senate is so corrupt, and except for a few exceptions like Senator Rand Paul and maybe a couple of others, the United States Senate is just treasonous, just the enemy of the people. There's no other way to say it, okay? Especially the Democrats. That's who they are. They just want to keep inflicting vaccine damage on children and abortion murder of children all across this country. They hate America. They hate the American people, etc., right? But I'm here to tell you something. None of this matters as much as you think. And here's why. I mean, you know, we go through these confirmation hearings and, you know, Kash Patel is going through a rough hearing. They're grilling him over interviews he did with Stu Peters and other people. And I interviewed him once or twice, I think, also. And it's like, oh, how dare you do interviews with, you know, controversial people? And it's just so insane. Here's why it doesn't matter. And I know this answer isn't, this isn't popular. This isn't what people want to hear. It's probably not even what you want to hear listening to this, but here it is. The U.S. empire is in a collapse stage, and it's not just the financial collapse that's coming, because we've been living in this massive, massive financial bubble, this artificial economic reality for at least, well, since 1971, right? So over 50 years, we've been living in this artificial reality. That reality is going to come crashing down, and it's going to end the life savings of most people. I mean, people who have savings, which seems to be a falling number anyway. But that's not even the biggest threat to this empire. The biggest threat is the AI supremacy of China, and China reaching super intelligence very soon. And then the U.S. empire is done. As I've said before, if this happens during the Trump administration, Trump will be forced to sign a total unconditional surrender to China. And the U.S. will become a Chinese colony. You know, the U.S. will end, the dollar will end, the U.S. Senate will end, which, you know, ending the U.S. Senate would probably be a good thing. Ending the dollar would also be a positive thing. But we would no longer, you know, we would no longer be American. And that's not a good thing. I want America to do well. I want America to succeed. But that's not the path that our nation is currently on for a number of reasons that I've talked about. You know, Democrats sabotaging this country. But here's the truth about the last days of America. Since DeepSeek released its R1 reasoning model open source to the public, it was an extraordinary achievement. The CIA has been in desperation mode trying to discredit DeepSeek. And you've probably seen the stories in the obedient corporate media. Oh, DeepSeek stole secrets from OpenAI. No, they didn't. Oh, DeepSeek ran on a bunch of illegal microchips. Give me a break. You can't just ban microchips from other countries. You can't say, oh, China, you're not allowed to buy microchips. They will find ways around it. They'll buy them, you know, from dealers in Malaysia or wherever. You can't just ban microchips. You know, they're going to find a way around. It's like trying to ban Russian oil. You know, Russia's going to sell oil to India no matter what. Or they're just going to move it from one ship to another. And now it's no longer Russian oil. Now it's like Turkish oil or whatever, you know. So it's ridiculous how the West is always trying to dictate who can buy this and who can sell that. And you're not allowed to buy these things. That's the way the U.S. looks to the whole world. It's like clown show of lunatics and tyrants. But here's the thing. DeepSeek was no fluke. Because just now the Qwen company, which is also China-based, just announced Qwen 2.5 Max. Which is another large language model that actually beats DeepSeek version 3. And it beats OpenAI, and it beats Anthropic, and it beats Llama, beats everything. And you can run it for almost no cost. And I think they have the open source version available too. I think they have a 72 billion parameter version that you can just download and run. So no, the DeepSeek phenomenon was no fluke. It wasn't mass theft. It wasn't stealing secrets from OpenAI. Those are all CIA narratives, all bullshit. Because China is winning the AI arms race. China is years ahead of the United States. And that's almost game, set, match right there. That's almost checkmate. Because if you're even 6 months ahead in the AI race, you win. You win, you know, the prize of superintelligence. And whoever gets to superintelligence first will absolutely rule the world. And so here we are, you know, fretting over whether RFK Jr. is going to run HHS. Is he going to reform the FDA? You know, as much as I'm rooting for RFK Jr. and I'm rooting for Kash Patel, etc., none of it actually matters in the medium term here, even just within a few years, if the U.S. can't win the AI arms race, because the U.S. will cease to exist. That's why. And, you know, observing the behavior of the U.S. senators and what filthy, disgusting creatures they've become, absolute prostitutes for big pharma narratives, vaccine pushers galore, it's obvious you can't reform this system. You can't fix America's corruption. And economically, you can't fix America's debt. You realize, and I think that Elon Musk knows this. I'm pretty sure Trump knows this. You know, anybody who's intelligent has figured out there really is no saving the current system. And I've said it here many times. The only real answer to saving America is to end the current system, default on the dollar debt, end it, shut down the entire existing government infrastructure, and start over. You know, total reboot of the system. New currency, new government, small government, you know, no taxation of the public, etc. You've got to restart the entire system from scratch, which means reform over the FDA or reform over CDC is probably never going to come from within. It's probably never going to be meaningfully achieved, even by RFK Jr., despite his best efforts. The real reform is going to come when the system craters and there is no FDA. There is no HHS. There is no NIH. There is no CDC, because there is no federal government under the current system. There is no dollar, etc. And that day can happen virtually overnight. I don't know when it's going to happen, but that can happen almost instantly, just like the collapse of the former Soviet Union in 1991. All of a sudden, boom, it was over. It was done. And why did that happen to the Soviet Union? Well, for a lot of the same reasons it's happening to America right now. You know, overextension of military costs and military supply chains and military bases, massive corruption within the bureaucracy, total waste of money all over the place, and of course, money creation, just inefficiencies throughout the system, etc. That characterized the Soviet Union in 1991, and that characterizes the United States today. And interestingly, the United States has become just as authoritarian, just as corrupt, and just as incompetent as the Soviet Union was in 1990. I mean, you look around the U.S. government, only 6% of federal workers even show up to work a full work week. Now, that sounds exactly like the old Soviet Union, doesn't it? Nobody really working, but everybody collecting a salary, everybody trying to protect their power, but nothing actually gets done. Yeah, that's America today. America 2025 is USSR 1990. Almost the same. And yes, the system's going to crater. I was listening to Alistair McLeod, you know, financial analyst out of the UK, I believe, who is warning that 2025 is probably the last year for the dollar. At least, I think that's what he said. He was talking about a collapse of the Ponzi debt scheme. And although it's very difficult to put, you know, timetables on these predictions, the overall long-term outcome of this, you know, because of decades of Keynesian economics and MMT and massive money printing, endless debt, you know, $36 trillion in debt and growing, the outcome is not in doubt at all. The outcome of this whole system is a total collapse of the dollar, a total collapse of the United States empire. That's going to happen, I'll just say, soon, or maybe inevitably. We don't know when. We don't know if it's this year, next year. We don't know if it's going to happen as Trump is president, but I suspect it will, because we are dealing with a totally corrupt, broken system that is irredeemable. And I'm glad Trump won the election, and I know he's making a noble effort, and I'm glad RFK is willing to expend his resources and effort and to subject himself to this ridiculous inquisition by the U.S. Senate, a cabal of, you know, pharma-funded criminals. I mean, I admire what RFK is doing. I'm just saying that very quickly, none of it matters, because the whole system's obsolete. The whole system's actually done. It will crater. You won't have a United States of America. What you will have instead is either a new republic that Trump forms, you know, the Republic of America, maybe a new name, or we'll be a colony of China, and China will rule us with AI surveillance and who knows what else, you know, social credit scores, the whole deal. But the days of America being this dominant world power that can just sail its aircraft carriers around the world and weaponize the financial system against every country, those days are over, okay? You know, the BRICS currency is rising up. Most countries will choose to replace dollar trade with BRICS trade, because BRICS is honest and it can't be counterfeited and it can't be weaponized against participating nations. So yeah, you're gonna see a lot of countries switch over. The US Navy is obsolete. You're going to see aircraft carriers destroyed very quickly in any conflict that might crop up here. Russia's Oreshnik missiles can easily penetrate aircraft carriers top to bottom, just punch holes in them, and those holes fill with ocean water pretty quickly, it turns out. Or China can just destroy them with hypersonic missiles. Our aircraft carriers are done. The whole system of the U.S. is obsolete. And these zombie senators that are 100 years old have no idea. They have no idea what's happened. They are old, crusty, obsolete dinosaurs who won't give up power, like former Senator Feinstein or Mitch McConnell, cognitively impaired, should be in a nursing facility. Instead, he's still a senator. Unbelievable. Kind of like the way Joe Biden was. They have no idea what's coming. And, you know, frankly, most of the American people have no idea what's coming at the same time. So this is going to be a universal shock for a whole lot of people when it all starts to hit the fan, when the dollar collapses, and you're going to see people lose 99% of their wealth. The home prices will crater because we're in a real estate bubble. Bond prices and values will crater. Stocks will crater. We're in a stock market bubble. I mean, we are in a 50-year stock market bubble. We are in a 50-year easy money bubble ever since Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971. We have been in a bubble ever since. Most of you listening to this have only known bubble conditions. You have never lived in economic reality, nor have I. None of us have. We've been living in an era of apparent easy money, and that's why there's so much money in crypto and so much money in stocks and so much money to be thrown around in venture capital and so much money in real estate, because it's a giant freaking bubble. It's the everything bubble, and that bubble is going to burst. And even if China doesn't conquer America with AI superintelligence, America collapses and implodes due to a breaking of that bubble. And that's probably, like I said, not far away. I don't know when exactly. There's no way to know, because it's going to be a triggering event that we cannot anticipate. Something out of the blue, you know, will come along and then just crack the frail system, shatter it into pieces, and people are going to wake up and find out, oh, your bank's closed. Yeah. Oh, the whole banking system doesn't function anymore. Yeah. Okay. So what do you do now? I mean, what do you do when the entire Western financial system freezes up, paralyzed by debt? Well, you know, the only way they're going to rescue it is to print more money, right? You know they're going to do that. They're going to print, this time, tens of trillions of dollars, maybe hundreds of trillions of dollars. U.S. debt will skyrocket from $36 trillion to $100 trillion. The interest on the debt will skyrocket to, you know, $5 or $10 trillion a year. Which is more than the entire revenue of the entire federal government. The whole thing becomes unsustainable. And then internationally, everybody loses faith in the dollar and in the treasuries, and everybody just starts to panic sell, and it's over. It's over. And that day is coming. And when that day comes, you're going to wish you had gold. That's for sure. You're going to wish you had silver. You're going to wish you had alternative forms of currency and value, because everything in the financial system essentially goes to zero value, or close to it, because the currency will be hyperinflated into oblivion. You know, Weimar Germany territory here. So I'm just telling you what's coming. I know it's really hip and fancy and everything to talk about. Everybody should get Bitcoin ETFs, and everybody should invest in this new coin, this meme coin, this Trump coin, this Melania coin, yeah, whatever. That's for suckers, okay? That's for suckers who have no clue. The wealthiest people that I know are all buying gold. And that's what I'm doing as well. And I'm not living in poverty myself either, although, you know, I'm not into luxury living. But I know how to manage money better than almost 99.9%, even more than that. Look, everybody I know who has money is buying gold. And when I say buying gold, it's not even accurate. It's just trading fiat for gold. To have gold is such a critical part of the answer here to make it through whatever collapse is coming. If China conquers America, the dollar goes to zero. And maybe the yuan becomes the currency in America. Well, you'll be able to buy yuan with gold. China's buying gold like crazy. Thousands of tons of gold. Tens of thousands of tons. I mean, the smart people all over the world are buying gold because they know what's coming. So look, our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. I work with them, and I've chosen them for years because they're honest, they're reputable, they're professionals. They do what they say, and they have really, really competitive prices on all the mints, all the coins that you want in your possession. And they also offer vaulting services and, you know, retirement IRA accounts in silver or gold that are all IRS compliant, which matters as long as the IRS still exists, which hopefully won't be much longer. But you can contact Treasure Island at metalswithmike.com. I do not earn a percentage, by the way. There's no room, there's no margin for percentages in that. But they are a sponsor. So metalswithmike.com, and you can schedule a consultation with them, explain what you're trying to achieve, and they could put together a really honest formula of gold and silver that can help you achieve that if that's right for you. I always say, do your own research. Get your own financial advisor. I am not your financial advisor, and this is not investment advice. This is more like survival information, frankly. but do your own research and make your own decisions, and recognize that gold and silver can go up or down, but the dollar is going down, 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 down. There's no question where the dollar is going. So metalswithmike.com, find out how they can help you. And in the meantime, pray for America. Pray that we overcome this insanity, this corruption, this fraud that the Senate is demonstrating right now. And thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners
with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there. It goes to a third party company. And this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. Now, we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.